Alvin Williams, NBA analyst for Sportsnet and player development coach for the Sixers. Alvin, what, a suspension?
Would never
one
throw
game,
a
two games? No, who would do that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Good morning. It's crazy to see, you know, someone at that high level, you lose your composure and all that stuff, to take a mouthpiece and throw it and all that stuff. I'm still baffled how players, when they know the severity of different things and different outcomes, they still go through with the actions. Even in playoff times, championship times, these guys still lose their poise and do silly things. It's mind-boggling to me.
All right, so the Raptors with victories over the Sixers, and impressive on opening night against the Bulls. These are two teams that did not play very well, but the Raptors helped them not play well, and it really turned in both games when C.J. Miles and the bench came in. I mean, Wright and Van Vliet and Poeltl and Anunoby, they look like a different team with those kids running right now. Is this good for the long term, or they just have good young legs at the beginning of the season?
Oh, no, it's always good. I mean, you have different aspects of it. You have, you know, the bench getting confidence. They're getting some camaraderie with playing. And it's like you're going to need the bench. You're going to need, you know, DeMar and Kyle and Serge and all those guys getting rest and have the confidence in their bench. So it's just a total team effort. And once you see guys really building up that momentum and building that chemistry, it's only going to be helpful as the season progresses.
Alvin Williams, our guest. I love that this trip is early, Alvin. San Antonio tonight, it's all over the map. They really don't go in the same direction. And you've been on these trips before, six games, none are back-to-backs. But I'd rather they did this now than January, when it's a slog and the weather's crappy here to get on the airplane. There's Christmas time with families is always distracting. This is a good time to go and get these out of the way against the Spurs, against the Warriors, against the Lakers, right?
Yeah, it's always it's good. You know, you bring, when you go on a road, especially for these long road trips, it's just you and your team, and you get a lot of team building time. You get things where you find out who your team is, and you're faced with adversity early on in a season. You know, I heard you guys talking about it, possibly Steph being suspended, but actually, you know, you would like to see them play with a full loaded Golden State team and see where they really are. You know, it's just a time where you don't take the losses and you don't take the wins with too much grain of salt, because it's still early in the season and these guys are getting ready for postseason pretty much. We know the Raptors are a good regular season team. They've been that in the past. You know, it's all about postseason play and preparing for that. So you always want to be in a situation where you can make the most out of these long road trips. And to your point, it is good to get it over with early on.
That's a good point. Raptors at Spurs tonight. It's 8:30, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. We've got the pregame at 8 o'clock. Everyone's talked about how they're going to shoot the threes more, and I don't know that we can gain much from the first two games, other than obviously they've got a weapon in Miles. They're going to have Norm shoot the three a lot more. But they took 44 of them in a bit of a blowout win on Saturday, and they only made 13. You're going to lose most times. Most games that you're missing 29 three-point shots, you're going to lose those games. I can't tell right now what kind of advancement they're going to make with three-pointers, other than the fact they're going to get a lot of shots from the small forward position.
Exactly. And I'm not a big fan of everyone's playing one mold and one type of system. You know, right now the game is spread out, you know, move the ball, shoot the three. And, you know, analytics, you know, dictate a big part of the game, the way it's played and the style of the way it's played. But I'm a firm believer you have to work to your strengths. I'm a firm believer that you have to take what's given to you and make the most of it. If the three-point shot is there and you have the personnel that can make those shots on a consistent basis and they can affect the game, then I'm all for it, you know, in that style. But if there's anything, I don't think you try to conform to what the NBA or the rest of the team is doing. Toronto has a lot of talent at the guard position. They have a big man in Valanciunas, and as you mentioned early on, the bench is playing really well. So whatever that looks like, whatever that presents, that's where you got to go. And if you have the versatility and the diverse team enough, then you can shoot the three ball, and, you know, according to how the game is going. So the one thing I am impressed with how the Raptors are playing now, that ball movement. You know, not too many shots are being taken by, you know, Kyle and DeMar right now. You know they can when it's time to do it, which is always a bonus, but the ball is being distributed around so well right now, and it's giving everybody an opportunity to shoot, and it's giving people to make three-point shots and get three-point opportunities. So that's one thing I'm really impressed with, the ball movement and the body movement of the team.
Alvin Williams, and before we let you go, as player development coach for the Sixers, I mean, they come in on Saturday night. They did not look that good. You want your young players to step up. No Joel Embiid. That's not a good look. Eventually, you have to start winning basketball games. It has to be incredibly frustrating.
Well, I'm right now, I'm pro personnel scout, so I'm not the player development coach anymore. So I don't want to take the credit of anything that's going poorly or going well right now. So I know there's a lot of issues, but you know, the team, the Sixers, we just have to figure out. We have to figure out, you know, how we're going to manage minutes, how we're going to manage, you know, the playing time with certain individuals. When you have someone as talented as Joel Embiid, and you really can't, you know, dictate how you're going to play him, you really can't do many things because there's a restriction, that hurts. And he's the guy who shapes this team defensively and offensively. And without him being in the mix consistently, it's not going to be a consistent outcomes for until he's back. So that's the challenging part. I'm sure for the coaching staff, I'm sure that's a frustrating part for the coaching staff, as well as Joel and as well as other players, because other players' minutes are dictated upon when he plays or not. So it's just a funky type of situation right now for the team. But as soon as they everyone's all on the same page, you know, playing, I still believe that that's a very dangerous team. It's a very talented team, a very young team that's really ready to get at a lot of competition.